go behind the wheel, under the hood, and beyond with Car Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
How you doing, Ben?
Doing pretty well, Scott. Always a pleasure. How are you?
Likewise. I'm doing all right. You know, one thing, we've got this topic today that we're going to talk about, which is paintless dent repair.
Yes.
And I've tried a couple of times to have this done to my vehicles. Mm. And for whatever reason, the place that the dent was inaccessible. That's kind of rare, I think, in a lot of cases, but, it just happened that way. I've tried it about two or three times. You know, either the dent was just not in the right place, or, you know, it didn't have access from the inside. There was a support beam or something like that. But, I really would like to give this a shot because, I've watched a couple of videos of this happening online now.
Pretty cool.
Paintless dent repair.
It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. It's like magic. It really is like magic. I mean, you know, in the past when you had a dent or ding, you would have to take it to a body shop. They would pull out the dent, you know, by inserting a screw, maybe, pulling the thing out with, the hammer, maybe hammering it, sand it down, you know, prime it, paint it, but, you know, it was a big mess. And I know that, you know, that's not the way all of them were done, but, just a simplification of what used to happen. I mean, it was a big deal to get a dent fixed in a car.
Yeah, it was the kind of deal where it would take a while to work on it. You couldn't just have somebody show up.
No. This was something that you had to leave the car at minimum overnight.
Minimum.
Usually several nights. And, you know, then you had to deal with a rental car. You had to deal with, the high cost of, you know, I mean, can you imagine what it cost to have something like that done? In fact, I know what it costs because I've had other cars I've had to repair, but, usually my wife's car. I like to smash that one up, not my own.
You were talking about that earlier.
Yeah. All the accidents that I've been in have involved my wife's car.
Scott just has pictures of different parts of his wife's car.
That's right.
I hope nobody comes to the office because I'll have to scramble to make those up.
Some bad things. No, I do.
Okay, Scott. But as we know, we live in a future of convenience. And a lot of times on this show, we talk about the historical precedents for the current practices we see in whatever we're talking about, including dents. And so now we've gone from that screw into the car side and pull out the dent.
Pulling it out with suction cups and all that kind of
thing. Yeah, and pulling out with suction cups, which I still think is really cool.
Yeah, I do too.
To PDR, which stands for paintless dent removal, right, where you can take a dent that is pretty big. You can take some if they're in the right spot.
This amazed me because this is why I was watching the videos, because I saw a couple, you know, I was looking through articles and, you know, whatnot about this, and there's one that had several video clips at the bottom, and you could see the size dent that they're going to tackle in these little, you know, 1 minute videos and what they were going to do and how they were going to attack these dents, right? Mm-hmm. And, some of them were, you know, very typical, you know, what you'd see from a shopping cart in the parking lot, or somebody else opens their door into the car. Some of them were huge dents. Like, it looked like somebody hit it with a bat. Or it looked like, you know, there's a big somebody dropped a bowling ball in this car is what it looked like.
Wow.
And the person went to work on it and they popped it right out. I couldn't believe it. So, I know that, you know, in the past, I thought this was just a solution for like hail damage and things like that.
Sure.
Where you bump these little tiny dings out.
Yeah.
This is getting to the point where now they can do an awful lot. And I don't know if it's the materials that the cars are made of, you know, the resilience of the material, you know,
sure,
the way the material bounces back to original shape. Mm-hmm. Of course, plastics, I don't think they can do it on this. I'm not sure. But we're talking about metal, you know, working the metal back into position.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's incredible the size dent that they can actually tackle with this type of procedure.
And it's not just one procedure, right? This is sort of a term for several different kinds of things.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, let's just make this, I guess we should do this now, that we're about 10 minutes into this podcast.
Oh, yeah. But,
super quick, I'll just tell you what it is. It's taking a tool that has a hook on the end and a rounded tip on it, obviously. You insert it behind the panel and work the dent or massage the dent out of the metal from behind. So you're not on the painted surface, you're on the inside surface of the panel. And, you know, through the use of light and reflective boards and the proper tool and the proper use of the tool and, you know, where they go and how they do it, the dent just disappears. I mean, they massage the dent right out of the metal.
Yes.
And it's incredible to watch them do it because it's really an incredible skill. It's a great skill. You have to go to schools to learn this type of thing. I suppose you could jump right in and try to do it, but you would
mess up some cars.
Yeah, and you wouldn't gain the knowledge that, you know, you get from somebody who has gone through training and who can teach you everything about it. Because, you know, when you look at the tools, I don't know if you've looked at the tool sets.
Yes.
For anything like this. They're huge. The tool sets for, you know, painless dent repair, they range from, I mean, you could buy a small starter set that's like 55 pieces or something like that, but you can get up to, you know, a 100-piece tool set, several 100-piece tool set, and you're talking about, you know, $1,500, $2,000 for a tool set. Mm-hmm. And there's, like I said, there's lights, you know, that you got to bring your special lights with you that, you know, can show you the reflections of the car.
Right.
That's important. You want to be able to see what you're doing in this reflection because that's what tells you if you've got the dent out or not.
Yeah.
They've got something called a gradient board, which has, did you see this in the video?
No, yes, it was the gradient board.
The gradient board is, it's usually, well, the one I've seen now has a suction cup on it and kind of, you know, the twisted pieces like you would have on a camera mount or something like that. And you could bend this in any way you want and work that along with the light, the boom light that you have. Mm-hmm. The board has several lines in it and you can put that right in the middle of the dent so that you can see the imperfection in the metal.
Oh, wow.
And then as you work the dent from the inside, you can watch that smooth out. And when your vision tells you that, you know, these lines are perfectly straight now, like they're being reflected in a panel that was never damaged, then you know you've got all of that, that imperfection out of the metal. It's very smart.
That's a smart thing.
These guys are really, really, really slick. They're advanced.
Let's go into, since we're going back on stuff what should have been our opening lines. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, buddy. That was my fault.
That's all right.
So let's do one of my favorite parts, pros and cons. Where do you want to go first, Scott? You want to go cons or pros?
Well, cons.
Okay, good. Cause I've only got the one con. And the one con that I have is that this is dependent upon the internal structure of the car,
yeah,
as you've said.
I found that out.
Yeah, and that is kind of weird to me that it happened to you a couple of times that they weren't able to fix it, because from what I understand, that's relatively rare.
One was because it was too close to the edge of the panel, I know. It was bent in or something like that.
I
didn't get it at the time, but I think I understand now that I've watched some of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. The other one was that there's a structural beam within the door that it happened to be right on top of that, and it was going to be very, very difficult to get to, and it just wasn't going to work out. I'm surprised that it happened to me too, because now I'm watching them do all kinds of repairs and I don't know if it's just, you know, the tools are different now, but these guys are able to tackle just about anything. It's definitely worth going to, one of these places that will do this, and sometimes you'll find them at auto detailers, you'll find them at, you know, places you wouldn't really expect. I mean, auto body shops have somebody that comes in and does this type of thing.
Yeah.
Or they can do it themselves.
Some of the boutique car wash places, like the really fancy ones.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, can you take a look at the dent on the hood there? Mm-hmm. You know, a golf ball hit me at the driving range or whatever. You know, that's exactly the type of thing that they do. As long as the paint's not damaged, they can make it look brand new again.
Pros.
Pros.
That's a pro.
And there's a lot of pros.
There are a lot of pros, so we won't be too long on these. First, let's see. First, this is sort of a triple pro. I'll see you on the paint, and then I'll also raise you. No need for sanding or body filling.
Oh, yes.
Which is just...
It's monumental.
I had a fender bender in Saturn, and the part of the trunk that I was trying to get fixed, actually they had to redo part of the body to fix it.
Cut it away and repair it. Was it metal? Must have been metal.
Yeah, it was metal.
Okay. Yeah, because they get a lot of plastic in those cars too.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's why I drive. That's why I went back. I strayed. But now I'm back to land boats.
Ah, yeah. That's good.
All day.
That's good. Hey, with that goes reduced in cost.
A
reduction in cost, I should say. Generally, if you're speaking in general terms, it's about a third of the cost of what it would cost to have it sanded, painted, you know, filled, whatever. Because you're talking about, you know, a ding or dent that they may charge you $75 or $100 to get the thing out. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you got to remember, they're going to do it in 15 minutes or 5 minutes or, you know, whatever. But the severity of it, if it's a big dent, could take them a couple of hours.
Right.
But this is something that can be done within minutes. So if you're going to you know, this is not a bad business to get into, really. Mm-hmm. If you can massage a dent out for $100 and, you know, it takes you 5 minutes, great. Yeah. That's good then for your business, right?
Do the math real quick and say you buy that $2,000 toolkit.
Yeah.
It won't be long. As long as you can find work, it won't take you very long to recoup.
No. In fact, you know, some of the videos I was watching, they would go to auctions. Auto auctions, and they were just walking right down, you know, the auction house employs them, and they would walk down the line and find every vehicle that had a dent or ding in the door, massage that dent or ding out. You know, I don't know how they were paid, but, you know, they're doing this all day long, just going up and down the rows of cars. And of course, that does nothing but increase the resale of the car for, you know, when it goes across the auction block.
Smart.
Yeah. Very smart. Very smart on the part of the auction house.
Scott, am I rolling over you now?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's just a huge savings. I want to make that point because it's like drive-through dent repair, really.
That's all I was going to say is it's a huge saving.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't mean to step on you there, but
no,
really.
It's enormously predictable.
I mean, you're talking about like, you know, 30 minutes versus a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, just that instant gratification and the reduced cost. I mean, what's not to like about this?
Oh, and they're not paying us to say this.
There.
Who? We're not, I don't know, some dent, if there's some.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
dent
no.
Mafia or anything?
No, yeah. Nothing like that. In fact, you know, I was paying attention to this yesterday when I was driving home. And
what's that?
Paintless dent repair.
Yeah.
And there are three signs on my way home that offer paintless dent repair. One was just one is called like Paint Wizards or whatever. The other two are just body shops that, well, I mean, it's the dent wizards or whatever.
I just think it's funny to say wizards.
Well, that's their, not wizards. I said wizards. Yeah.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Like gizzards.
Yeah. Okay. Paint wizards would be pretty funny too. So anyways, that's their only business, right? They do that and detailing, that type of stuff, right? But the other ones are body shops that just offer that as a side business. You know, that, you know, if you've got this little ding, maybe bring it in and see what we can do for you.
Yeah.
But if you're not watching for it, you might not see it. And that's the other thing is that, you know, a lot of people, it's kind of new to them, which is weird.
I think a lot of people don't know about this.
It's been out there for a long time.
That's the thing.
Yeah. There's some guys that have been doing this a long time and they're very, very good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, definitely look into it. I know it's not all that well known, but if you do check into the phone book or, you know, look it up online, whatever you want to do, it's out there.
Now, I'm just going to say I have to get on this soapbox very quickly, okay? Scott, I hate dents. I hate door dings.
Mm-hmm.
The ones I hate the most by far are the door dings because I know that somebody that I trusted to park close enough to me, like I always park in the back of some place or in the corner because people will just slam into your door and they won't care.
That's why I park on level 5.
That's okay. So for everybody who wants to know the geography of our top secret HQ, there are several levels.
They go down.
And they go down. And level 5 is the deepest of the levels.
Mm-hmm.
And it is also the one where you're, I would assume, less likely to be hit by someone's errant car door.
That's the point. Yeah, because up in the top, you know, it's all slanted and people just apparently let the door fling open. They may even give it an extra kick from what I've seen.
Yeah.
So I've started parking where there's, you know, at least one spot on each side of my car because I'm tired of the door dings.
Well, it's just I don't know why it aggravates me so much, but the crazy
Go ahead.
The craziest thing I ever did, I just think you will enjoy this very short. The craziest thing I ever did, dude. When I first started parking in Atlanta, I went to the Fox, which is a theater we have here, and I parked in a parking deck at a friend's place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this parking deck was very small, very narrow, and there were columns and stuff. And I parked next to these people who were being very rude about getting out of their car, blah, blah. And they're like, you don't have enough room to park here. And I said, well, it's the only space. This other thing happened. I was very nice. I'm the good guy in this story is my point.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's true. And, so the craziest thing I ever did, man, I was very polite to them. I waited till they left. There was a gang of them. They're kind of rude. And so I just wrote their license plate number down on this big piece of paper. And I taped it to the inside of my window.
Really?
Yes. And I said, be careful with my car. And when I came back, they were gone. They hadn't done it. They hadn't done any damage. But
And you were fearful that they would have had you not
Well, as my friend helpfully pointed out, Scott, That was a bit of an impulsive reaction from me because there are a lot of people in the world who would be so much more likely, much more likely to break your window.
What if they broke your window and took the sign?
I wrote it down in two places because I thought about that.
Yeah,
I was
good thinking.
Crazy. I was so mad.
Good thinking.
But now it's just better to avoid the door dings and to bring it back to our pick for the best dent repair, which would be
paintless.
Paintless dent repair. Thank you. Because paintless is the closest thing you're going to get to. Wait for it. Painless dent repair.
Oh, my gosh. You did it. You really did that.
I recuse myself.
That just happened.
We'll fix it in post.
Yeah. Here, you know, the thing is, like, this also helps with, you know, other stuff like, you know, the hail damage that people get on cars.
Absolutely.
I mean, they can take a car that has 100 dings on every top surface and remove all of those, or greatly minimize them if they can't get to every single one of them. But, I've seen a lot of hail damage vehicles that, you know, could definitely benefit from something like this. And then again, you know, there's the sports damage type stuff, you know, where baseball hits the car right in the middle of the hood.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the golf ball that we talked about before.
Yes.
And of course, door dings. And I mean, I just think there's a world of, opportunity for someone who wants to get into this type of business if, you know, look into it. There's a lot of training courses out there and the tool sets readily available. Kind of a nice thing to get started.
And we're telling you because we think it's a good idea, not because we expect a discount, because we are the good guys in this story too, right?
That's right.
Okay, so if you want to, thanks so much, guys, for checking in with us here. If you want to hear more about car repairs, or if you have a story you'd like to tell us, we'd love to hear it. Even if you're the bad guy, just send us a line, drop us a line on Facebook or on Twitter or on our awesome blog. And if you want to cut past all that and you want to speak directly to us, you can always send us an email at
carstuff@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. To learn more about the podcast, click on the podcast icon in the upper right corner of our homepage. The HowStuffWorks iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes.